This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBCTV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, after three good days yesterday, finally there was some bit of profit booking in the Indian equity markets, because after hitting the record high level on the Nifty Bank and the Sensex, the markets left off a tad bit of steam. So the Sensex slipped around 250 points from the record high level, and the Nifty gave up the 12,100 mark and ended around 81 points lower from day's high level. If you look at the volume figure, you'll see that the DIIs really did not participate in trade yesterday, because otherwise the average, you know, participation from DII is around 3500 crores, but yesterday the DIIs had a gross buy number of just around 1900 crores, telling you that the participation was low. And hence, if you look at the DII figure, it was a net sell of around 796 crores in the cash equity markets. Now the FIIs pumped in the similar amount, almost 728 crores is what they bought into the cash equity markets. If you look at the global queues, they are largely positive. The US stock market hit a fresh record high level. In fact, if you look at Dow, that gained around 100 points yesterday by the end of the day. And even S&P as well as Nasdaq inched higher. European markets are also trading at the record high level, with the stock 600 sitting at fresh highs. And if you look at the Asian markets this morning, they are also largely positive. Now, a lot of positive global cues over the last few days. Of course, there was the US-China trade deal. Then Boris Johnson returned as the UK Prime Minister. And separately, the data coming out of China was rather positive, and all of that has made the markets rally when it comes to the global equities. SGX Nifty as well this morning is suggesting an uptick of around 20 to 30 points, suggesting that we might start around that 12,100 mark. However, there are important domestic cues also to watch out for. Of course, for one, Moody's has cut the FY20 GDP growth forecast by 90 basis points and has come at 4.9%. But the most important thing for today would be the Supreme Court hearing on the Jamia Millia police violence case, which is at 12 noon today. So an important story to track. But separately, there has been a lot of to and fro and chatter around GST Council meeting, which is tomorrow. So maybe the markets will continue to play to the tunes of that GST Council meeting. Apart from that, the Nifty crucial level that you're watching out for is around 12,020, because that's a 20-day moving average. And on the upside, 12,100 remains an important level to watch. In terms of stock-specific action, keep an eye out on Shriram Transport, because S&P has actually cut the outlook to negative from stable. For Magma Housing as well, ICRA has revised rating to negative from stable now. Separately, keep an eye out on Equitas Small Finance Bank, because they have filed a DRHP with SEBI. IRB has approved allotment of NCDs worth 1400 crore rupees on private placement basis, as well as there is some share buyback which NIIT Tech is expecting to do. So a lot of stocks really to watch out for, but the important thing to watch out for remains in terms of what's happening at the national level and the GST Council meeting. This is Anisha Jain signing off for CNBC TV 18 in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.